You are listening to Good Day USA. Larry Marino with you, and a very special guest joining us on the phone right now. Been described by Frank Sinatra as being the best singer in the business, the best exponent of his song. Bing Crosby once said about this guest that he's the best singer he's ever heard. Tony Bennett joins us on Good Day USA. Good morning to you.
Well, thank you. Good morning to you, and thanks for those kind words.
Nice to have you on the program. Tony Bennett, you are seeing such success right now with a whole new generation, aren't you?
Yeah, it's fabulous. You know, the enthusiasm that I get from the young people have turned my shows around. It creates so much more vitality and excitement than there was in the past. I've always had a very loyal following through the years of people that grew up with my recordings. But then I have the young people hook into what I'm doing. They really spike up the audience and make their shows go even better.
How did this happen? How did you get to the Generation Xers and to the people in their 20s and 30s?
Well, it was my son who's been managing me for about 15 years now. And he said he wanted to, you know, I always worked the Hollywood Bowl or Radio City and wonderful places, you know, Carnegie Hall, and was very comfortable with that. But he said, I'd like to put you on some shows that really cater to the young people, like Jay Leno and David Letterman and SCTV and The Simpsons. And so I said, what for? So he said, well, he said, I know something you don't realize. I said, what? He said, there's a lot of young people that like what you're doing. So I said, you're kidding. He said, no. He said, just trust me. And I of course I did, because he's quite brilliant.
Yeah.
And, so I went along with it, and the more I did it, the more it happened.
Yeah.
It ended up on MTV, and then finally an MTV Unplugged, and then winning 3 Grammys for 3 years in a row.
Tell us the story about how you got your name, how you had a different name you were originally going to use, right?
Well, yeah, my father was from Bari, Italy, B-A-R-I, and... So in those names, when I first started, I mean, everybody said, "Well, you need a name that's quick and easy for people to remember." So it was quite amateurish because I was just starting out, but I used my father's name of the city that he came from in Italy, Joe Bari, and But then Pearl Bailey started me out down in Greenwich Village, and then Bob Hope was at the Paramount Theater with Jane Russell, and he came out nightclubbing one night, and he came in to see Pearl Bailey, and I was on her show, and he liked me so much, he took me backstage. He said, come on, you're coming uptown to the Paramount Theater where they were appearing, and he said, let's see now. He said, what's your name? I said, Joe Bari. He said, no. He said, that's too effective. What's your real name? I said, Anthony Dominic Benedetto. He said, well, that's too long for the marquee. He said, let's shorten it and Americanize you and call you Tony Bennett. And he had no idea that there would ever be a singer called Engelbert Humperdinck.